Alright, I'm sitting here with Odette Fehr, most notably known probably as Ardeth Bey of The Mummy and The Mummy Returns, also as Carlos Oliveira of Resident Evil Apocalypse, and also Ferrick of Showtime Sleeper Cell. You just recently wrapped up work on Resident Evil Extinction, returning to that film, that genre. So what can you tell us about the new film?
The new film takes place basically in a post-apocalyptic world. Carlos is a part of a kind of a convoy that's constantly moving through what's left of this world, which is basically almost only desert.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that they have to keep moving in order to stay alive, keep away from the undead. They then meet up with Alice, together they attempt to get to a place where they might possibly have a future.
Okay. That sounds like it's going to be a film that's going to span quite a, I don't even know how to put it, span the country, I guess.
Yes. I think what's special about this movie is that it's what's different about it is that it's, it takes place in the desert. It's very hot. It's very earth tones. There's a lot more. There's quite a few more characters that are part of this convoy. Were really exciting characters. You know, some of which are very funny, some of which are very heroic, and all the rest of it. And obviously, we have Ali Larder with us and. So it's a really great cast. The writing on this script, I feel, is wonderful. So all these elements put together, I personally think it's going to be the best of all three.
That's going to be great. Sure. It sounds like it's going to be very different, too, because the first two were very sort of claustrophobic. The first one was trapped underground. The second one in which you starred was they're trapped in the city.
And so now it was all done. It was practically all done during the night, and it was all very dark. This has a lot more of a Mad Max meet kind of a desert movie. I don't want to say The Mummy, but I mean it's one of those. It's just very exciting.
Okay.
You know, anytime you take sexy people and you make them sweat and run them through the desert, you know, you can't really
it's
go
gold.
Wrong.
It's gold. Yeah.
Exactly.
Excellent. Since you mentioned The Mummy. There is, of course, talk now of a Mummy 3.
Yes.
Has anyone approached you to...
No, as far as I know, I'm not in the Mummy 3. Steve Summers, who wrote and directed the first two, we talked a while ago. I think it's almost a year ago now. And he was telling me about the fact that they're writing a third one and that he's not going to be involved and... the only people that are involved, I think at the moment, the only person that's involved really is Brendan from the other movies. I think it takes place in a totally different time and place and so
on. Still curious, you know, when you got something good, you know.
Oh, I love The Mummy. The Mummy is what made me into a working actor. If I was asked to do a third one, fourth one, sixth one, I probably would have done it because it's just one of those things. It's what made me into a working actor. I love the franchise, so, you know.
Yeah, here's a scene. If I can just ask you a couple of personal questions, just because
you can ask.
You can ask, yes. Yeah. Not expecting every answer, but just reading your bio and everything, it's just so interesting how, I mean, born in Israel,
right.
You went to Germany with your father to go into business.
Yeah.
Where did the acting, how did it suddenly, you know,
I think I was always drawn to it. I mean, my mom did. She helped children with theater. She did educational theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of had it in my family. So I watched it.
Okay.
I watched theater a lot, and I've always loved it. I was always the kid who was the loudest, and then you know, was constantly doing sketches from TV shows and things like
that. Okay.
But that being said, I never thought of becoming an actor. I never thought of that being a great future for me. So I attempted to do business, and I was considering psychology and many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was living in Germany, I started a drama course at the English Theater in Frankfurt. And it was literally 2 hours away. I mean, it was a very kind of silly course.
Right.
And they've asked me to take part in this production that they've done of Sexual Perversity in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. That was a David Mamet production.
Yeah, the David Mamet production, yeah. And I did that and realized that I've never been happier doing anything else. So it all rolled from there. I decided to go to school in England. I got into the Bristol Old Vic. And
the rest is, as they say, is history?
The rest is my history. Yes,
yes, your history, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I should point out, you mentioned that The Mummy made you the working actor, but I just have to tell you that apparently my wife used to watch you on, I think it was UC Undercover.
Yes.
I told her I was going to get a chance to talk to you, and I could almost hear the phone drop.
Right.
So you were well liked, and you had your fans long before The Mummy, apparently.
Well, actually, UC Undercover came after The Mummy.
Did it? Oh, okay.
Come after The Mummy, but I still have till today. I mean, literally, we only did 13 episodes,
mm-hmm.
and till today, I still have people come up to me and say, you know, that show was just the best show, and all of that. So I just did a pilot for Fox, which I hope is going to get picked up. If it is, then, you know, we can talk about that in the future. But
yeah.
It's not the same thing, but I think it has just a touch of that feel, you know,
mm-hmm.
and playing a character that's kind of similar in characteristic to that. So hopefully, if that gets picked up, hopefully people are going to enjoy that.
Do you got a preference between whether you do the big screen roles or the small screen?
You know, when I first started, I thought, oh, God, you know, no, I'd like to do film only. But I think that because of the nature of the business, because of how difficult it's become to actually get a movie going,
mm-hmm.
you have so much talent nowadays writing TV shows.
Yes.
And you have so much talent today working on TV shows and the production of TV shows. And then you have so much talent as actors who are working on TV shows, that TV all around has become, in my opinion, many times as good as features, if,
sure.
if not better, it's in certain ways. So no, not at all. Nowadays, I do TV just as soon as I would do film.
Great, interesting. You got some rave reviews for Ferrick and Sleeper Cell.
Thank you. Yeah.
And all right. That's still going on. I know.
No, that's done. We got to do two seasons, which is, you know, I'm very thankful. You know, mm-hmm. being on Showtime, which is cable and one of the, I mean, it's a very reputable channel, but it's mm-hmm. it's a smaller one.
Right.
Having two seasons, I think, is very good. You know.
Right. So. Okay. I think that's all the questions I had. I want to thank you for sitting down and giving me an opportunity to ask them.
Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoy your stay here.
Thank you.
And I hope you have fun.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.